Item 283, accept Commissioner in Charge and Portland Police Bureau annual report regarding the Portland Police Bureau participation with the Federal Bureau of Investigation Joint Terrorism Task Force.
Chief Reese is out of town. Assistant Chief Donna Henderson is here to present the report. Good morning.
Good morning. As stated, I'm Donna Henderson, the Assistant Chief of Investigations. I want to thank Mayor Hales and City Council for the time to provide testimony today. A little over 2 years ago, this community embarked on a conversation about how to keep all of us safe from threats of terrorism while protecting the civil liberties of Portlanders. After careful deliberation and much public input, Council directed Portland Police Bureau to reengage in the Joint Terrorism Task Force so that as discussions on terrorism took place, we would be aware of potential threats to our community and be a resource when appropriate to assist in these investigations. Today is the second report to Council summarizing our efforts to keep the community safe while protecting the civil liberties of Portlanders. Since the passage of City Resolution, Chief Reese has conferred on several occasions with FBI SAC and the Acting SAC about terrorism investigations and threat of terrorism from terrorism. Chief Reese, in the following Resolution 36859 and Oregon Law, personally reviewed case-by-case request by FBI SAC for the use of Portland resources. Our officers have conformed to all Oregon revised statutes and have abided by all requirements of Resolution 36859. I believe due to the information sharing and collaborative relationship that we are in a better position today to provide safety to the people who live, work, and visit our city. I hope you will continue to support the participation in JTTF as we provide the very best investigative services to our community. Thank you.
Okay. Questions for Assistant Chief?
If you want to just define SAC.
Oh, sorry. I'm sorry. Special Agent in Charge.
FBI.
Yeah, special. That's the regional manager, if you will, for the FBI here. Yeah. Okay. Any other questions?
Oh, I understand that you don't want to publish the information about how much participation that the officers have had on with the Joint Terrorism Task Force. Can you tell me how many times the city attorney has met with officers to brief to train them on the rules?
I would actually defer to the
it's
city
here,
attorney
so.
To.
Question was, how often have you been briefing or training officers on the requirements of the resolution?
David Wolver from the city attorney's office. I meet with them quarterly. I conduct when there's a change in management or a change in personnel. I train those people out of the regular rotation. From time to time, I am contacted about new matters, and I'll deal with that, of course, out of rotation when I get a call.
Thank you.
Sure.
And could you just explain why we can't know the number of investigations, the number of times that you've why would that jeopardize anything to tell the public how much we've been involved?
Because we give so limited resources to this that if we were to say the number of cases, it could actually reveal the ongoing tempo of an investigation that we're on, because we don't have that many people involved in it. And so if somebody were to look at it, they may be able to figure out who's doing what and where.
How?
Through investigations, through looking where officers are, through looking what's going on in the Oregonian. It's kind of easy to determine when you have so few folks involved in this.
Well, it would be for folks inside the Bureau, but I don't have access to that information.
Yes, you do. You can get it's open source information.
Okay. Can we know how many of the investigations that we've worked on have resulted in arrests and convictions?
No, because that also would reveal the officers that would actually be doing the investigation.
Thanks.
I was just curious. I mean, we read in the paper that the mayor was denied secret clearance. What are examples of the kind of information that means that he wouldn't be allowed to see?
I don't know why he was denied, and I really couldn't tell you what kind of information he wouldn't be allowed to see.
I can say that it was not my college activities.
Did they tell you?
Yeah, that it was on a need-to-know basis, and in their opinion, I don't need to know. So we're going to have a discussion with the new special agent in charge when the new special agent in charge is appointed, and see if there's any change in posture by the FBI on that subject. You might infer from my tone of voice that that was somewhat frustrating to me. We'll revisit that question when there's a new special agent in charge.
And we are optimistic.
Yeah.
But you weren't even going for top secret clearance. You were just going for secret.
You're being logical. But, yes, I'm aware of that. That didn't seem appropriate to me either. We'll try again if there's an opening with the new special agent in charge of the FBI.
You're in charge of the police. I think it's beyond frustrating that you don't have access to the information that your bureau chief has.
I agree.
But you're willing to go with it?
For the moment. For the moment. You know my history on this subject. We'll see. We'll see if that arrangement can be revised.
And if it can't, I believe there may be a majority of the council who would support you in withdrawing from our participation.
I understand that. Okay. Any other questions for Donna or Dave? We might have more questions for you after the hearing.
Okay. Actually, Mr. Mayor, I did have one follow-up question. Chief, would there be a level of participation at which point you could say, well, we can provide a bit more detail because we're doing enough that people wouldn't be able to figure out what we're doing by revealing a small amount of information?
I really can't answer that to the satisfaction here, except that probably not, because there's not that many investigations that we participate in. So if we had, I can't imagine a time where we would have so much participation that this wouldn't be an issue. And besides which, I am bound by confidentiality by virtue of being able to receive information from the JTTF.
So how is it decided which investigations we're asked to participate in and which ones we don't even know about?
I don't make those decisions. That would be the FBI, SAC. I don't know which ones he's not telling us about. I wouldn't know. That would be their decision.
Another source of frustration. More questions? Again, we may have more for you after the hearing. But thank you. Now, we're going to open the public hearing. I know we have people signed up. Because we don't have a full quorum of the council today, it's my intention to hold the hearing today and then hold this over for a vote when we have all five of us here, probably next week. I believe all five of us will be here next week. We won't continue the hearing. We'll conduct the hearing today, but we'll take it up for council discussion and decision a week from today. So with that, then let's take anyone who signed up, please.
We have six testifiers. First three, please come up. Becky Strauss, Dan Handelman, Malcolm Chaddock.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I think you're on first, Becky. Go ahead.
Good morning, Mayor Hales and Commissioners. My name is Becky Strauss. I'm here on behalf of the ACLU of Oregon. I sent testimony later last night and written testimony here today, so I'm going to hit the high points and hope that you'll have an opportunity to read the full testimony at some other time. I'm here today asking for your no vote on the acceptance of the report, or in the alternative, which sounds like may be happening anyway by default of schedule, a delay. The objective here is to allow the chief the opportunity to receive the input here today and take another bite at the apple on providing some of the detail that we feel is missing in this year's report. And I'll hit a little bit on what I think that missing detail is. I think I would be remiss not to mention that there have been a significant number of revelations since the last time we were sitting here talking about Portland police cooperation with the FBI starting this summer. Revelations from former NSA contractor Edward Snowden had brought shocking and ongoing revelations about the vast extent of current government surveillance programs, intelligence programs at the federal level, and the shroud of secrecy that shields them from the public's awareness. These recent reminders, as many other examples can be cited, are reminders of why safeguards and transparency are vital elements of any government program and why this trust us approach to reporting is really very disappointing and, in our view, inadequate. In terms of the specifics of the report, as you all know, it does look very similar to last year's report, and so our concerns with this year's report will look very similar to our concerns with last year's report. The key pieces, and I appreciate that the discussion has already begun before we've come up for testimony, are missing data from the report specifically on the number of investigations, the number of times that the Bureau has cooperated with the JTTF, the number of requests, and is there a difference between those two numbers, and at what stage these FBI inquiries are coming into the Bureau. Along with that, the number of hours being expended by the police bureau on cooperation with the JTTF would be very helpful. I think that information can be disclosed without disclosing factual details of the investigations, and we're really asking for that aggregate general data. A couple other things that I will touch on in regard to last year's report that I was hoping for some updates and raise some questions about whether that's information is now available now. Last year, Commissioner Fritz requested that the chief and the city attorney begin to log the requests in the chief's case so that perhaps in the cumulative sense, if they feel uncomfortable disclosing on possibly a year-to-year basis, that maybe if we extend out to 2 years or 3 years, we now have a few years under our belt, can we see a cumulative log that might help address this issue of jeopardizing public safety. Similarly, the city attorney agreed to keep such a log and hoping for an update on whether that log has been established and what numbers it reflects. A couple other pieces of follow-up. I appreciate the discussion that's already begun in regard to the mayor's denial of security clearance and would just like to raise some questions. I still am not unclear about the implications of your ability, Mr. Mayor, to oversee this cooperation. Is information flowing freely anyways, or are you feeling that you don't have the information you need to appropriately carry out your responsibilities and your roles? And I think in terms of the detail in the report, we would have loved to see that information in the report. And finally, three other items that were raised last year that I'd like to bring up now. The chief at council last year agreed to make the training curriculum public for officers in regard to the specific laws that might be most immediately implicated by cooperation with the FBI, specifically ORS 181-575 and ORS 181-850 and other relevant federal and state laws. Would like to know if that has been made available. And then two other items of note. Commissioner Fritz last year requested that information be disclosed in regard to how much money the Bureau was spending, whether that's channeled through federal grants and then applied to overtime, and how that is relating to this cooperation. And then finally, the League of Women Voters, I believe, had requested that the report be posted for 2 weeks or more to allow the public a longer opportunity to review the report. Mm-hmm. Right. Thank you.
Thank you. You raised one question that I want to respond to because I think it's one that's in the community as well as in ACLU's mind, and that is, do I feel as the commissioner in charge that I am adequately briefed by the chief and that I understand the level of effort? And I can say definitively, yes, I am adequately briefed about the level of effort. And one of the reasons why I am willing to take a wait-and-see attitude about reapplying mm-hmm. for a security clearance is that the level of effort has been so low that that in itself is reassuring. I'm not satisfied with the status quo, but I am reassured by the fact that there is a very low level of engagement at this point between the Portland Police Bureau and the Joint Terrorism Task Force. But, you know, those generalities are not good enough for the long term, in my mind, but they help in the short term at least assure me that we're not entangled in work that most Portlanders would not agree is appropriate.
Thank you.
Becky, how long did you have to review the report this year?
Mayor Hales, Commissioner Fritz, I saw it posted on Friday's agenda when the agenda is posted in links. My understanding, actually, is that it may have been posted sooner on the mayor's website, perhaps. I was not aware. I didn't think to go check.
Right. You wouldn't. Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Hi, Dan.
Mayor Hales, may I have 4 minutes to say?
Sure, go ahead.
Thank you very much. Mayor Hales and Council, I'm Dan Handelman with Portland Cop Watch. And upon reviewing the annual JTTF report from Chief Reese, we note that, as with last year's report, the new report frustratingly continues to reveal very little news about how the PPB co-mingles with one of the world's most notorious domestic intelligence agencies, including information that's theoretically public in nature. We noted last year that the Assistant Chief of Investigations, Donna Henderson, and the Senior Deputy City Attorney who has provided legal advice to the Bureau for over 20 years, David Woberl, are not named. This kind of absurdity just causes confusion rather than protects any kind of investigative integrity or secret goings-on. As for the nearly word-for-word cut-and-paste laziness of this report, we leveled similar criticisms at the Gun Exclusion Zone report last year, so this is becoming a pattern for the Bureau. There are some interesting new pieces of information we had to suss out since the Chief didn't highlight them. Whereas the Chief previously assigned two members of the CIU to work on cases with the JTTF, it appears that now all members of the CIU are receiving training and security clearance, so they might work with the FBI. This new information would be more meaningful if the Chief revealed how many officers work in the CIU. Last year, the Chief said the Bureau worked with the JTTF on at least one domestic terrorism case. This year, he says they worked on at least one such case with the JTTF and other non-participatory investigating agencies. This garbled language likely means that other police departments who are smart enough not to be entangled permanently with the FBI also helped work on the case, but it's not clear. Another reference states that in at least one investigation, the Bureau's CIU passed on intelligence information to investigating members, some of whom were assigned to the JTTF. We have no idea what that means. The 2013 paragraph in which the Chief states he asks the city attorney to independently verify there are no violations of Oregon law or federal law is now missing. However, later in the report, the Chief states the city attorney verified such a statement. It's not clear how that's possible since, A, the city attorney does not have secret clearance, and, B, for example, the Portland police cooperated in the FBI sting of Mohammed Mohammed, in which warrantless wiretapping was used to build the case. Such wiretapping is considered by many people to be unconstitutional. As with the 2012 report, the Chief says no officers did JTTF work outside of Portland. We don't know much more about when they did. Unlike previous years, the Chief does not write that he conferred with the commissioner in charge to determine how many officers to assign to the JTTF. Whether this is related to Mayor Hale's lack of security clearance is unclear, since Mayor Adams also never obtained his security clearance but was consulted. This leads to a major concern about the entire enterprise of the Bureau's cooperation with the JTTF. The resolution allowing that cooperation is based on the idea the commissioner will have the same security clearance as the Chief and be able to oversee use of city employees for federal investigations. Mayor Adams never received clearance, and Mayor Hales has gone a year without clearance, meaning the PPB's participation has gone without meaningful oversight from elected officials in the entire 3 years since the resolution passed. The Chief still describes a special agent in charge of the FBI and him meeting on several occasions rather than giving the exact number. He did say that you can go through his log to find out when he had those meetings, but nobody's going to take the time to do that. If it's public information, it should be in the report. There's no mention that the SEC was reassigned and that the resolution requires a meeting within 30 days with any new SEC to affirm Portland's quasi-participatory status with the JTTF. And, of course, the SEC's name, while public, is not noted. We have still not received information we requested in 2012 about how many hours officers are working, how much the relationship is costing the city, and how the city and the FBI define the term criminal nexus, which is used to trigger PPB participation in JTTF cases. The standard operating procedure, which should be a public document, was taken down from the PPB's website last year and not linked to in the annual report. And finally, the resolution requires an annual check-in between the city attorney and the Oregon Attorney General about compliance with Oregon law, and we don't know whether this has happened since 2012. And you can read the rest of our comments, which I've provided you in writing.
Great. Thank you. Thanks very much. Questions? All right. Please, welcome.
My name is Malcolm Chaddick, and I am here as somebody who has experienced the JTTF in action. My first peace and social justice group was Peace Fresno, which was infiltrated by a sheriff's deputy. And we found out that he was there because the poor fellow got in an accident, and they put him in the paper under his real name and occupation. The activity that we suffered at Peace Fresno and other groups have suffered over the years is basically, at that time, it was a violation of the California Constitution. And that didn't seem to bother the agencies at work at the time, and we never really did satisfactorily resolve that in any way. There was quite a bit of news about it when it did happen. But hearing what I've heard today about the level of effective oversight, I see nothing to prevent that from happening again. And I think that that's really a problem. I think that, Mayor, I really do believe that your acceptance of the situation as it is the wrong move. I think that in order to effectively oversee your departments, you need to be able to do so at the level of clearance, and that the denial of clearance, unless there's really some kind of a reason that they can point to as being, you know, a strong denial. I mean, I used to process clearances when I was in the Army. A secret clearance, you do in about 15 minutes on a temp, and then you wait 120 days for the rubber stamp to come back. So I don't know what they're handing you, but it doesn't sound like the right stuff to me. I would kick, and that's all I have to say. I just don't think we should be involved with these people, and there are glaring reasons why, just on the record from today's meeting, why not?
Thank you. Thanks very much. Questions for any of these? Thanks very much.
Next three, Teresa Roberts, Charles Johnson, and Kathy Cushman.
Good morning.
Good morning. Where is your outrage? This is not the first time that you have been publicly disrespected by the FBI and Mike Reese. This is a repetition of last year. And last year, not only that, but she said this is the second report. I don't understand it, because last year had to have at least been the second report, because you complained that it was identical to the one before. So this has to at least be the third report. So the FBI has gotten up here and said it's the second report, when it's not, to my knowledge, the second report. Can you please clarify that?
I think you're right. I think this is the third report.
Because my memory from last time is that you said, we told you last time you presented an empty report to put information in the next report, and this city attorney got up and said, yes, but you didn't vote on it, so he doesn't have to do it. Now, I would love to see how that conversation would go between me and my boss. Why have you not fired Mike Reese? Why have you not gotten out of the JTTF agreement? You raked Mike Reese over the coals last year and then rolled over. I'm looking at you, Mayor Hales. You rolled over and said, I don't want to get off on the wrong foot. And the next thing I know, I was reading it. How about some big muckety-muck lady in the FBI was criticizing you for not being cooperative enough with them and not meeting with them often enough. So how did not getting off on the wrong foot, how well has that served you? Who's running the city? Who's running Portland? Do we live in a police state? He does not have to do what the city council tells him to do. And you voted on it last time. I watched you vote on it because that attorney told you you hadn't voted on it the last time. And now you're going to roll over and accept another JTTF agreement that's empty? And you're going to stay in it even though they're publicly disrespecting and disempowering you? In Oakland right now, the citizens have just found out that surveillance center that the FBI put in to surveil their port, Portland, Portland Port, to to surveil their port has been expanded now to surveil their entire city. And they're trying to stop it. And we're next. We're next. They're testing the waters in Oakland to see if they can get away with it in that port town. And we're next. And you don't show any balls. Where are your cojones? Why aren't you standing up for us? Steve Novick, you pointed out that the FBI still has their building named after Hoover. And you quoted Mark Twain. And we adored you. Amanda Fritz, you had more balls than anybody else on council last year. You totally stood up. And again today, you are the one that's standing up the most, even though you're doing it very politely. You, I'm not even talking to.
You need to finish.
I'm finished with you and this JTTF agreement. And if you next Wednesday do not allow public comment, there were over 12 community groups that stood up last year and told you to get out of the JTTF. There was not one citizen who testified, not one citizen group that testified that was in favor of us being in this JTTF agreement, and we're not one of them was in favor of you accepting that report. And I have all the time code and comments copied out, and there were at least 12 citizens groups, and you rolled over. And if you roll over again this year, we are kicking you out of office because you don't deserve to be here. Protect us against the FBI, please.
Thank you. Go ahead.
I have to agree. Stop making us so safe. And I'm not even so sure that we're all that safe. I don't think there's been a death in Portland due to a terrorist attack that I'm aware of. I do know of a lot of deaths by the hands of the Portland police that are very, very questionable. And so, who's keeping us safe? Thanks, stop. And when I know that the NSA feels they have the right to spy on us, I'd like to tell the feds to F off. I'm sorry for the use of that word.
You didn't use the word, but keep going.
Anyway, there's a quote, and I forget who said it, that for every prison door, for every school door that's opened, a prison door is closed. I think it was Victor Hugo. But anyway, the cost of keeping a child in elementary school is $9,000 a year approximately. To keep a man in prison is $46,000 a year, and we have a huge prison population. Maybe we're not doing something right. I think that might be obvious. Especially, and then why would you throw money at a police department that's on obvious failure when the tort claims, how much money do you have to allow in the city budget to pay for tort claims when a police officer loses in civil court for claims of excessive use of force? Do you have a budget? Are we allowed to know that? Or is that top secret? Is it $500,000 a year, $1 million a year, $250,000? Where? And is that figure going down every year? I think it's going up because you can't seem to find a way to hold them accountable. And then we know that for every three police officers, there's a supervisor. We heard that recently in the media. Is that a little top heavy? Stop throwing money at these jerks. Put it into education, please. Thank you. That's all I've got to say.
Morning.
Good morning, Commissioners. As you probably well recall, my name is Charles Johnson. The people that I've spoken to before us have been excellent. I thank Dan Handelman and Becky from the ACLU for their clear facts. I do want to note that what we're talking about is a 7-page PDF that's dated Tuesday, the 18th of March. So that's when Chief Reese released this non-information, or at least signed it. Who knows when it was actually released. You know, we grow up hearing honesty is the best policy, but I guess we don't really hear that from the FBI. So let's talk about JTTF, Joint Terrorism Theory Fabrications. It's empire building inside of law enforcement to gut more important services to the public. This body doesn't put a lot of money into education. experiencing interesting things with the arts tax. But we do expect you to be not war hawks, but budget hawks, and look for silliness in the budget. And probably the Portland Police is the biggest budget. I understand your remarks, Mr. Mayor, that you feel that there's a low level of JTTF engagement, and so it's not a huge part of the Police Bureau budget, but it's still too much. After the way you've been treated, what you really need to do is have the city attorney do what you tell him. Tell him to write a new ordinance that says, the city of Portland will not cooperate with the FBI on terrorism fabrications because they're fabrications. The whole Muhammad thing was a boondoggle. A troubled young man was goaded by the FBI into acting like a terrorist. He was incentivized to create a case. And you all facilitate that if you don't tell the FBI, take your stupid secret clearance and keep it in your office and don't come out of your office to work with our police officers. That's all you need to do. Do I think that the FBI will create another fake terrorist incident to put egg on your face? Perhaps they will. That is how the FBI has operated at times. There are good people with law degrees in the FBI. They're probably not the ones in charge. So I encourage you, as city councilors voted to protect the interests of the people, to just say, wow, the FBI is crap at even persuading and manipulating us, let alone Muhammad. Just back out. Cancel your JTTF involvement. Thank you very much.
Thanks.
I did forget to say, it's supposed to be an information sharing agreement. Aren't they supposed to share sharing? Do they know what sharing means, that it's a two-way thing?
That's good propaganda, honey. Okay.
Thank you for your patience.
Thank
with
you.
Me.
Okay. Got some others signed up?
That's all.
That's it. Anyone else want to testify? Okay, so we're going to continue this until next week.
Sorry? We have more questions.
Sorry. Go ahead.
Dave Wolverell, can you come back up?
So I was interested in the testimony of Dan Handelman mentioning that the resolution requires at least an annual check-in by the city attorney with the Oregon Attorney General.
Yes.
Has that occurred?
It has. Ellen Osinak has communicated and had quite an extensive conversation this year with the Oregon Attorney General's office.
Okay. Thank you.
I had a couple more questions picking up on the ACLU testimony. Has the Bureau been keeping a log? A log all terrorism requests made by the FBI in the stage of the inquiry at the time of the request. The chief agreed to keep a log so that later a cumulative data could be released.
I'll have to check with the chief. I know that I haven't seen the log, and I don't know if the chief is keeping that log or not.
So if we could get that information next week, that would be helpful. Thank you. And then publishing the training curriculum and inviting the mayor and other interested members of the council to attend the training with the police bureau personnel. Has that happened?
The training curriculum's not extensive. It's training on particular cases in the light of a couple of statutes. And I'm happy to brief counsel on what I deliver. I think it'd be quite appropriate to have counsel present when I deliver training one of these times.
So according to the ACLU testimony, the chief did agree to make the training curriculum available to the public. So I'd like to see, you know, it's interesting with the posting on the mayor's website last week, I find with the new PortlandOregon.gov that even when I know where I'm trying to find something, it's no longer in the place that I was previously looking or it's challenging to find. So it would be helpful when things come up, when there's something coming up on the council agenda, to have it post, to have the links to all the things posted on the front pages of, say, the Bureau's website or your website. And certainly to follow up on these for next week, I'd like to know whether that was done. And then about the money for as to federal grants and how much overtime has been spent. May I understand if you don't want to make that public again because of the issues that you mentioned, it seems that I, as a commissioner, should know that for our budget deliberations. So if I could get that information, I would like to have it.
Okay.
Thanks.
Other questions, requests, follow-up? So,
President, Commissioner, I think it may be going out on a limb here. We don't have an agreement with JTTF. We're cooperating cities on a case-by-case basis. I don't think there is an agreement currently for payment of overtime.
Yeah, I don't think there is either.
That was in the old agreement that if Portland officers work beyond their hours paid by the Portland Police Bureau, that the FBI would pick up that overtime. And we left that behind by leaving the agreement behind.
And is there any components of any of the federal grants that we get? I mean, we do process a lot of grants through the Police Bureau.
We have other grants that do pick up our overtime, just not JTTF.
Not just for this purpose.
Yeah, not for this purpose, though. We don't take money from other grants to pay for JTTF.
Thank you.
Yeah, nor forfeiture money.
Nor forfeiture money.
Right.
No.
Forfeiture money is typically going for equipment training.
Correct.
But, yeah, so I don't think there's any... I don't think there's an overtime expenditure issue here, but it's worth checking.
Yeah, I definitely will check into it.
Okay. Okay. Other questions for Donna or Dave? Okay, again, get back to us on those, please. Maybe we'll have you report back at next week's hearing before we vote.
Very good.
Thank you. Okay,
thank you
thanks very much.
All
right, that's set over till continued till next week for council action.